Hey, everybody. This is Nolan, and I'd like to welcome you to another exciting podcast for Pastrami Nation.
Pastrami!
So, of course, like I said, I'm Nolan. I'm here with my brother Jason.
Hi, everybody.
I'm here with Jason.
Hello.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
What's up, guys?
So, we have a few things we'd like to talk about, some movies. We got some games. We got some other stuff to talk about. But first, let's jump into a movie that's been, it's still number one at the box office right now, and it's American Sniper. American Sniper, we did a review on it. If you checked it out, then you already know what we think. It's about the deadliest sniper in U.S. history. And personally, I just want to say I think it's one of the best films I've seen in recent years. It's Clint Eastwood's best film. Violent, dark, gritty. Bradley Cooper does an amazing job in it. I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but yeah, it's everything that people are saying. You need to go check it out. What'd you think, Jason?
Wow, I thought it was a great movie. I think Clint really hit a home run with this one. Awesome movie from beginning to end, you know. And, yeah, there's a lot of violence in there, but that's the way it is when you're in war, you know. There's going to be violence. And I know there's those people out there bashing him, bashing the actual guy, the real-life American sniper, calling him a murderer and everything. But in this movie, you'll see he's not the murderer. The real murderer is the terrorist group, the Al-Qaeda, that they were sent after.
And I know you two haven't seen it yet, but what do you have any anticipation for it? Do you have any thoughts you're thinking that, hey, yeah, I do want to see it, I don't want to see it, why? What do you think?
You can go first, it's okay.
Oh, wow, thanks. I actually did want to see it. I thought that it looked, I think it could be one of those just great classic movies. I think that there have been a few movies, whether you agree or not, that have just turned into classic movies. You know, Titanic, Pearl Harbor, stuff like that. I think an American Sniper is going to follow the same exact path that those movies have and become something that everybody talks about. I think that Bradley Cooper is, it'll be nice to see him come out of the persona we're used to seeing him as, you know, the heartthrob, the funny guy, the guy that gets the girl, you know what I mean? Not to say he's not going to get the girl in this movie or whatever the case may be, but I just like to see him, you know, doing something different because I just think that he is an amazing actor.
How about you, Jason?
I just want to, I know a lot of the story just from the, because it's true and it's real life. I probably don't know everything. I do want to see it. It's just I didn't know if it was going to be one of those things where I want to go and see it at the movie theater or if I'm comfortable with just waiting until it comes out on DVD to watch kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because I've heard good things about it. I've heard bad things about it. And I think I can wait. Well, honestly.
I think that there's only, like, one movie that you would actually be like, I have to go see it. And it's probably like Star Wars. Any Star Wars movie you would like. But anything else, I think you're pretty satisfied just waiting for it to come out on
John Wick.
But John that wasn't Wick. Something we couldn't wait to see like that. Because we had no idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
John Wick.
There's just like, very few movies that he's willing to say, oh, let's go to the theater and see. It. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, and
I would say even if you're on the fence about it, go check out American Sniper in theaters. Just the environment you'll be around, and when you hear the you know what happens and whatnot at the end of the movie, it's great to see the rest of the crowd you know react to it. So I would say it's worth the theater experience.
Definitely.
Really glad you brought up John Wick, because I wanted to throw out there. I know we've talked about John Wick. We all love John Wick.
Uh-huh.
Awesome action movie. Keanu Reeves is just yeah. He's so great. John Wick comes out on Blu-ray and DVD on Tuesday, February 3rd. Yeah, so you need to make sure you go check that out. It's already on digital, so you can, if you're a digital kind of person, you can check it down there. I'll be buying the Blu-ray. It's an amazing movie. This week we have had one big movie take over the week, and that's been the Fantastic Four trailer. It's a new Fantastic Four. It's you have younger people in there. We're not quite sure what Doctor Doom's going to be, but from the trailer, what we see, I'm pretty hyped for it. I think we're in for something pretty good. What do you guys think about it? We've all seen the trailer. What do you guys think about Fantastic Four?
It was the epitome of a trailer, a teaser.
Yes, very much a teaser.
Not revealing much of anything other than the fact that hey,
the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, for the Fantastic Four. Other than that, it was It was almost kind of reminded me of the X-Men Days of Future Past trailer, that first one, where it just showed a few scenes and a little bit of narrative, and then that was it. That's all left you. Didn't give anything away.
Yeah, just that, hey, here's the four of them. This is the thing. This is the Human Torch. They didn't even really show Mr. Fantastic. Like, you see him reaching, but they don't actually show him stretch.
Right.
So
yeah, they don't give up a whole lot on it.
And go ahead.
Well, we all know I'm not the biggest fan of lots of things, right? I guess I'm a typical girl when it comes to that. I hate trailers, you guys. They're so boring and so terrible, and very few times do I ever see a trailer and be like, oh my gosh, I want to see this movie. John Wick happened to be one that I happened to catch the trailer and was like, oh, must see it. So I did watch this Fantastic Four one, and it's a trailer.
But your reaction is a lot, because it's been right down the middle from what I've heard. People either, they're really excited for it, or they're just like, well, there's nothing special about it.
It's just, it's a trailer.
They could have showed us more, I think.
It's like, kind of like judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, and you know, nobody's quite sure what the plot's going to be, what any of that's going to be. So it's really hard to form something off of it. When X-Men, when we saw the teaser, we at least knew Days of Future Past, it was going to be, you know, jumping back future and past. We don't know what Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have no idea. Is Dr. Doom going to be a blogger like they said? I sure hope not, because that would be crap.
Oh,
pure
boy.
Crap.
I hate bloggers.
Yes.
You know, I hate bloggers. I hate... Yeah. And there was another movie that you guys saw recently. You want to fill us in on that one?
We did. We watched Gone Girl, which I know a few podcasts ago I did show some interest in. And I'm going to have to say that I loved it. The maniacal female lead was so fun for me to watch.
What about you, Jason?
It was a really good movie. And
but he's going to let everybody else's opinion of the end clout his opinion as well.
No, I'm not going to tell you about how it ends, because I don't
want to. Yes, please don't spoil it.
I don't want to do that to you, but I was not pleased with the end. If you watch it, you'll see why.
This is what I'm going to say.
That's the biggest problem with a lot of movies is how they end.
But this is not why. I don't think that this is why you didn't like it. I'm going to say that it's because it's going to be split down the middle by gender. Females are going to think that it is the most funniest thing ever that, you know, it happened the way that it did. And males are going to be angry and not like it. And I really honestly believe, and I think we should put this up on Pastrami Nation as a poll, female, male poll. You know what I mean? Did you dislike or like the ending? Because a strong female is going to think that the ending was amazing. But a strong male is going to be feel demasculated and not like it.
So why don't we do that? This week we'll put up a poll.
I'll put up a poll.
And let's see.
A poll.
Let's see what people think. So yes. Adrian, you had another movie you wanted to.
Oh, I know you guys maybe care, maybe don't. But on Valentine's Day, 50 Shades of Grey will be coming to theaters. We will have the big screen adorned by Jamie Dornan, who plays Christian, and Dakota Johnson, who plays Anastasia. I don't know if I like her as this character. She is Meg Ryan and Don Johnson's daughter.
That's the redhead,
this
right?
This is her acting debut.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, and Jamie Dornan, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but I can say that if you guys ever watched Once Upon a Time, he was the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Okay.
And yes, and I just don't know if I
see
him.
He's the Sheriff of Nottingham in this one.
Oh, no. Wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
doesn't say much, but when he does.
Anyways, I am just at this point, I'm not sold on him playing Christian Grey yet. I'm hoping that when I see the movie, now I know the movie's not going to be able to touch the books by any, you know, means, but I do hope that his character at least can portray Christian Grey in the way that I think a lot of the female have seen them in their minds when they read the books. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. You, Jason, you going to take me to see it, babe?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Whoa,
is this one of those you have to see in the theater movies?
Yeah, if I don't see it in the theater, I don't know what to do. What do you think about?
What do you think, Nolan?
What do you think about the book touching the movie?
that just sounded weird. I don't know. As far as the actor goes, I think. I mean, hey, can't complain. It was either him or Danny Trejo. I mean,
Danny Trejo. Oh my god.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So for all you ladies, it's out, perfect for Valentine's Day, and have your men take you.
Thank you. Thank you for.
What is it? Is it a chick flick or is it?
Is it like an X-rated kind of thing or?
It's rated R.
So R.
So, I mean, it's in the theater. It obviously isn't X-rated.
It's not NC-17.
And I do happen to know that there will be rated no full Monty on Jamie Dornan. Sorry, ladies.
And there you go. There
that
you have it.
A deal breaker. Thank God. But can we just wait till it comes on TV?
Oh my gosh, you guys! You guys, I wish you guys could have seen the three of their faces when I said that. Oh, sometimes I wish we did this on video.
Guess what? We are.
No, we're not.
See that camera over there?
Oh, you guys. And I'm sure all you guys that listened to this had the same exact face that they did when I said that, too. Oh, man. But that's something that, you know, a lot
What's
of people wondered.
So
now I'm...
Okay. Ow.
So we have... there's one more thing. A quick little thing we want to throw out there about Fable.
Oh, I wanted to let you guys know because we weren't able to do a podcast last week. So I wasn't able to... let you guys know, but I wouldn't have known anyways. Jason. I was actually selected to play the Fable Legends beta on Wednesday. I was given the code for it. Unfortunately, yesterday I got a message from them saying that they were having some kind of experiencing some technical issues with publishing to Xbox Live. And then I received an email this morning saying that, unfortunately, it had been canceled, but I will be able to do it still, and they're going to actually run some test sessions to make up for the cancellation. So I think as long as they don't change it, I will be in the beta testing group Dweller Camp, and I will let you guys know how that is.
And we look forward to that. Fable's always such a great franchise.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, can't wait till we finally get to have a hands-on with that. That'll be great. Okay, I have a bag in front of me, guys.
A bag.
I have a bag right here, and it has something in it that nobody else here knows what it is. I brought something, and I think it's pretty cool. It's pop culture. It's from Japan, and I just want.
It's slightly intimidating.
It is.
Is it ticking?
Is it popping, cooking?
And I'm gonna hand this straight over to the other Jason, since he's like such a hardcore Star Wars fan. And I want to see his expression.
Oh shit! You didn't get that, did you?
Clean slate face.
Oh, is that what I think it is? I thought you didn't get that yet.
You did get this?
So it is a samurai Darth Vader.
Is it open?
Yeah, you can take a look at it, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you had that on order. I didn't know that was actually here.
Yep, came this week. It is from Bandai Tamashii.
He wasn't lying?
I think it's one of the most amazing... I've gotten, and I wanted to bring it here to share with you guys because, you know, this is pop culture.
It is a samurai Darth Vader. That is freaking awesome.
Complete like with a katana lightsaber, and I mean, he's got the armor. You'll see a full review on it on Pastrami Nation, but...
That's have you taken it out?
I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but I'm having this, like, really, really weird Twilight Zone moment right now.
What's going on?
I'm going to let you guys know that... Nolan, can you tell me when you liked that this was coming out on Facebook? Because that's when I saw it.
Oh.
A couple months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
I had pulled it up on my phone, and I actually thought it was kind of cool and thought Jason would like it, the other Jason. And I showed it to him in bed, and he said that it was the dumbest fucking looking thing he had ever seen in his life. He said that it was totally... stupid and whatever not, and I hate to be a spoiler alert, but I knew what it was. I set you up because I knew you would lie. And you totally lied. This. You hated it. You said it was the most horrible thing you had ever seen and that Darth Vader needed to be left alone and that he was not a samurai guy and that it was the dumbest thing you'd ever seen.
Well, real life, it's way better.
I am so annoyed right now.
That is freaking... Holy shit.
Nolan!
That's about the size of the Star Wars black figures, yeah? And
apparently, cool. If you want a true reaction, you have to do it with me. Because I'll be like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
You could change his hands.
Oh, I showed him this fist, on Facebook.
I have four.
And when I talked to you about this,
I told you.
What we expected
there's closed
a
fist,
different reaction out of this.
There's crip sign, and then there's...
So can you tell me why you told me it was dumb?
Crip sign, and he has a red lightsaber.
Hello?
It looks cool.
But
it
I showed that to you.
And maybe it just looks stupid on the internet.
They didn't do him any justice, I don't think, on the internet pictures.
It looks way better. I mean, I don't remember you showing me, but it looks pretty cool. What's this cape made out of? Okay.
Is it like plastic or?
Yeah, it's hard plastic.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those cloth capes.
That's what it looked like it was at first. It looked like the way it was cut.
Oh, God.
So we're over here geeking out over this, well, three of the four.
Total fanboy moment right here.
You know,
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy picking my jaw up off the ground.
Look at it.
Oh, crap.
Hold on.
There's a hand. There's.
You better hurry up because the cat's going to eat him.
There's another hand.
I dropped it and his hands came out. Well, I didn't drop it. I fumbled it.
Fumble.
It didn't actually hit the ground.
It was cool.
No one's coming over here like, oh my God.
His face is white as a ghost right now.
There's one by your foot.
Three hands.
There's one by your foot. There. Your foot. Oh,
I heard one. On my phone. It went that way.
Well, get up and get it. It's called put the microphone down.
I can't.
He has one right there.
Oh, no, the crip hands go over here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not a crip hand. That one does go there.
Nolan, do you have anything to say about Jason dropping your toy? And possibly losing hands in the house? Oh, Nolan, come back. Nolan?
As long as it's not broke, we're all good.
No, nothing's broken. I am missing a hand, though.
We will track that hand down.
I thought it went over there.
That's okay, but we'll find it after.
It's not okay.
It's one of these fists. He probably needs
He's throwing up a gang sign somewhere.
So,
I heard it hit, like, the floor.
Oh, we'll find it after.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, anyways, I actually do think it's kind of cool.
That is freaking cool.
So, let's go ahead and jump.
Well, he missed out, because I was going to buy it for him.
Oh, that is fucking cool. But this is a perfect way to transition into something else we want to talk about.
I found the hand.
And the hand
Where is
was
it?
Found.
It was right here in his cape.
Okay, so Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, look at that.
Coming up in April. And
I'm going to go for this thing.
All of us, Pastrami Nation, have been approved to attend. So I just want to let everybody know we will be there. And it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited to take the whole, the whole team with us. We're going to...
Stop it.
We're going to we're going to have a blast, It's the Star Wars convention. It's been around a while.
Since 1999.
And it's been around the world.
It has.
Around the world.
It has. Yes. It's been all over the place. In fact, it began in Denver, Colorado. It has been in Indianapolis a few years. It has been in Japan, Europe. I believe it was London and Germany were the two Europe locations. Now Anaheim.
And that's where we'll be, Anaheim. It's going to be a great thing. We're going to bring as
much
Oh,
it's been in
coverage.
L.A.? It's been in L.A. And have you guys been before?
No.
Never. Oh, twice in Florida.
Yeah, so this is going to be a brand new experience for us. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've been to conventions and whatnot, but not never the Star Wars Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like the...
Microphone.
This is the... probably the greatest thing that'll ever
happen.
Put
the toy away.
I'm trying to put the toy away.
It is distracting to him, Nolan.
I can tell.
Okay, so we all know, if you listen to this podcast, that I am not the biggest Star Wars fan. I'm not against Star Wars. I'm not anti-Star Wars or whatever. I've never even seen the original movies, so it's not like I don't like them because I've seen them and I think they suck. I just am one of those... I don't know, just don't know because I haven't seen it. So, you know, don't judge me based on that. Don't, you know, think ill of me because of that. I just, it's never been anything. I'm not a big sci-fi fan as far as that kind of stuff goes. You know, no Lord of the Rings, no any of that stuff. No Hobbit, whatever. So this will be my first Star Wars encounter. I think it's going to be interesting for me. I think it's going to be a little bit of shell shock. Jason, my husband, Jason, thinks it's going to be the rebirthing of me. Somehow I don't think that's true, but whatever.
I think I agree with Jason.
I'm looking forward to seeing the people that are there. Not so much the actors, like I said, because I have not seen the movies. I don't think it's going to be anything like that for me. But for me, it's going to be more of a people watch, you know, see what kind of people are going to be there. You know, I know people are going to dress up. So, you know, I'll be taking lots of pictures of that. We'll have lots of those pictures on our website, as we usually do when we go to conventions.
What will you be dressing up as?
You know what? I am not going to be dressing up this year. I think that because it's my first year, it'll be a little bit easier for me to go as myself and really get a feel for things. I think that given an opportunity maybe in the future for future, you know, Comic-Cons or events or whatever or not, I might give dressing up a little bit of a little run for the money, yeah. But this year, no. I think that it would be too much for me to handle. I hear that when you do dress up, a lot of people will stop and ask for pictures, and I think that's going to be a little too overwhelming for me, being that this will be the first Star Wars thing that I'm going to. And so, you know.
Completely agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, you won't make it across the exhibit hall with the costume.
You need to go and experience this first and see what it is.
It's because you're talking about that one costume. My lovely husband over here wants me to dress up like a Wampa.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'd be amazing.
It's interesting. I like the horns.
So maybe for when episode 7 comes out, maybe for the midnight release.
Oh, up here?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we'll go down the hill then. That's fine.
I don't think that outfit is desert worthy.
I could just dial up Disney and see if we get a private screening.
There you go.
Oh,
man.
Call up Lucas.
I like that. Just call George and say, hey. He says, hey, remember, it's not my fault.
Let's call Harry.
Call Harry.
Yeah.
Well,
your boy Harry.
For you guys.
Harry Ford.
I'll call Mark.
And speaking of which...
For you guys that don't know, it's April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, right?
Thank you. Yes. I was grasping at the dates.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what I'm here for. And I guess it looks like we're talking about all of us going for all 4 days. I'm not quite sure if that's doable. But
it's possible.
We'll at least be there for a majority of the con.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, all looking forward to that.
April couldn't come any faster.
Oh, please don't say that.
No, time needs to slow down a little.
Please.
Yeah. So
it's going to be awesome. I don't know if you guys are...
What are you guys looking forward to?
I want to see new like props and stuff from the new Star Wars. They're going to show new characters and stuff like live there, like this guy's armor or this guy's lightsaber. Just... The whole Star Wars thing, you know.
It's almost going to be like a preview to the movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? As far as like that stuff goes.
Absolutely.
Like the merchandise and the whatever they might have.
I'm sure they'll probably give us some kind of first look at a new trailer that shows more.
Well, they are showing episode 3 in 3D that's debuting over there.
Yeah.
So before that, we would probably get some kind of trailer for... Because the...
Ooh.
I mean, the official trailer is supposed to be with Age of Ultron, the Avengers movie coming out. But I'm sure we'll get a teaser. We'll get something.
What about you, Nolan? What are you most looking forward to?
I want
to
see what a whole convention can do around one theme.
For 4 days?
Yes. Yeah. Every convention we've been to, it's been like a WonderCon, a Comic-Con, the E3. There's just so many different things going on.
A little bit of everything, kind of.
This is all Star Wars, so let's see what all Star Wars has to offer.
I think that there is enough movies and enough years of build-up of fans that it's going to be. I think 4 days may not be enough for you hardcore Star Wars fans.
Give us 2 weeks.
Jason, are you going to be accosting any famous people while we're there?
If I see Mark Hamill.
Oh.
I'm likely.
You like him?
What would you do? Not you. I already know what you'd do. You'd do nothing. You'd probably walk by him and yell at him.
I'd shake his hand.
You shake his hand, too?
I'd shake his hand and take a picture.
I take pictures.
You'd kiss it?
No, I said you wouldn't kiss it.
But that implies you would.
That doesn't imply
I just
want
to see how weird Nolan is about Mark Hamill.
You want to see if you fit in with everybody
you
else.
You want to make sure it's okay. It's acceptable in this crowd. It's not.
You wouldn't say something
stupid. No, you're right. It's not. He's not kidding.
We don't. Yeah. No, but
we don't kiss people's hands.
We would geek out this over Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
Dude, even if I saw Kenny Baker, I'd be like.
Peter Mayhew. You
know? And he was just hospitalized recently. I don't know if you heard.
Was he? I know he had his double knee replacement and.
Something about pneumonia, I think, or something.
Oh,
like that.
That's not good. Well, we hope he gets
We wish
better.
Him the best, yeah.
Absolutely.
And Adrian's over there looking it up.
He's
right
a
now.
Great guy. We've seen him plenty of times at cons. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah, it was like a week or two ago.
Yeah, definitely. Poor guy.
Hospitalized. So, but yeah, I don't even know what to expect out of it, honestly.
I just hope we get some firsthand.
It's going to be overload, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see all the big names, too. You know, it's like some cons you go there and it's like, oh, wow, here's Rick Oley from episode one.
I was about to say, will somebody be dressed up as Rick Oley?
If they do, they probably have the original movie costume.
It's probably really the guy.
They got $40 on eBay. And this little midget guy played an Ewok.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Can't forget his autograph.
I don't know. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be
awesome.
This year in general, just, I mean, for Star Wars is, well, obviously because of the movie, the convention, video game.
Yeah, the comic book relaunch that happened at Marvel.
Everything. I mean, this is like the year of
And it's going to end
Wars.
With episode 7.
And you know they're going to show us all kinds of new Star Wars merchandise and
not
stuff.
Not good, guys. Uh-oh. It says that he is receiving treatment for a potentially deadly lung condition.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So.
Wow, our prayers go out to
I think
him.
When I read it a week or two ago, it said something like, no, I could swear it said pneumonia. Which
oh, yeah, he did. He said he was hospitalized for a nasty bout of pneumonia, but that now he could be receiving treatment for the potentially deadly lung condition. Pneumonia is really bad in older people.
Yes.
Well, we wish him a speedy recovery. You know, we're all hoping the best for you, man. So
get well, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna do a Chewbacca noise.
I was waiting. No way I was gonna attempt it.
Okay, there we go. We got it.
It sounded like I was gurgling something or something.
That's a perfect way to end this. So we want to thank you again for listening to us babble about pop culture and all that fun stuff. So this is Nolan signing off.
Jason.
Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
Later, guys.